David, died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, appeared to many witnesses, is enthroned at the right hand of God as the ruling Christ, has sent the Holy Spirit to his people to effect his rule, and will come again as final judge to rule.
This is how I fight my battles.
like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Together singing praises. They used to sing going into battle. There was always a group leading out in worship when they were going into battle.
Yes.
So it's appropriate to sing, because some of us go into battle through, I'm sleepy, I'm tired. I just don't want to be here, but I'm here because it's Sunday, this is what we do. To get to what God has for us.
Okay.
And so one of the things that the Jewish tradition does is they read scripture together.
Yes,
out loud. So that's what we've been doing. And today we're going to read Psalm 133 from the New Living Translation. Together, let's read.
How wonderful and pleasant it is when the brothers live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as an anointing oil that poured over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. Harmony is as refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. And there the Lord has pronounced his blessings, even life everlasting.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See, the beautiful thing about harmony is all the people's hearts are different. But when they come together, they make a beautiful sound. So think about that. Each one of us is singing a different part, speaking a different part to the Lord. But when we come and do it together, it's as beautiful as that anointing oil that Aaron had ran down Aaron. It's as beautiful as the dew on Mount Zion. It's a beautiful thing to God. So let us pray. Father, this morning we thank you for the privilege you gave to come together as your children to worship and praise the one who deserves it. We thank you for Jesus this morning, Lord. Yes. We're looking forward to hearing about how him being who he is and what he's done for us helps us get through every day. Yes. Help us to continue to dwell together in harmony. And some translations say unity, united around one God, one Lord, and one Spirit.
All right.
We pray that you speak through your servant today, that she just brings the word right now that we need to hear from you.
Yes.
And we'll be careful to praise you in the name of Jesus, we all say.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, one of the things about the Lord is he looks for unity. He looks for us to be united. He don't like division. Can't hang out with division. He wants us to be united around him so that we can see his presence, not just some ethereal manifestation, but each one of us is his presence because he's in us through his spirit. And when we come together, it's a beautiful thing to God. When we're together singing and worshiping, it's beautiful to God.
Come on.
It's a sweet smelling savor, the scripture says to God. So we want to send up something sweet today.
Yes.
You want to see his presence today?
Yes.
Go.
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Matchless love and beauty in this world. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Your presence is heaven to me. Your presence is heaven to me. Yeah. in this world was satisfied. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Nothing in this world will satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry.
Amen. Yes. Good morning, Runner for Christ. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to our visitors as well. I'm just here to read y'all the announcements for this morning. All right, baby. All right. Okay, it goes like this. We know that Tuesday at 4 p.m., Reverend Richard Overall is doing his training day.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And Wednesday, we have our advanced Bible class. We have new books on the table out there that you can pick up.
Okay.
And Deacon Charles Tate is the teacher for this week's class. Friday, we have Bring Back the Family with Kathy Cliver. It says, and I just wanted to remind us to be in prayer of everybody's family who's in bereavement at this time. We ask for prayers for our sick and shut-in, for our Mary Tate sister, Patricia Glass, Deaconess Nicole Seabrooks, Nicole Gaston, Ed Johnson, Dorothy Gaither, Keila Freeman, and Darius Freeman.
Okay.
Keep those in mind for special prayers.
Amen.
Hold on now. All parents, oh, wait a minute, Jock. I can't read this. Hold on. Let me get it together.
See, that's me, man.
Say, I'm struggling in this world. All somebody is struggling, whoever's struggling. Whoever's struggling right now, we're praying for you. Whatever your struggles may be. All children that are getting ready to go back to school, we're praying for you. Please do. Please do. Y'all have to forgive me. This is not my job, but you know what? God called me to do it, so I'm up here making it happen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, so pray for one another, you know, our pastor and everybody here at Running for Christ Ministries. Let us pray for each other.
Okay.
Pray for our assistant pastor, Sarah Tate, and she blesses us with a word today. And again, once again, we welcome you, and I'm sorry, y'all, I'm not Crystal, but this is Loretta. This is who I am.
You got an A for me.
Great.
What's not in our announcements is on Mondays for 15 minutes, Minister Michelle Anderson will give a brief word.
Okay.
You can go to our church website, click on Christian Resources, and we'll get it all in.
All right.
All right, it's that time. Before we do this, they reminded me, and I forgot to put the slide. It is the last Sunday in July. So standing up, where my July birthday be?
Oh, come on, Hunter. Okay.
Come on, Hunter. Oh, yeah, I say it. It's our turn. They know the song. Oh, it's the birthday. So all these birthday July people, we're going to sing for you. I didn't put the slide up, but let's see who remember.
Right.
Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Open the eyes.
Sickness and irritations and frustrations and stress.
Yes.
You continue to walk hand in hand with us no matter what. We say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the healing and restoration and the recuperation for each and every one that's on that list. We know that you're able. That's why we come to you.
Yes.
We can talk to you. We can walk with you, Lord. And we can tell you how we feel, Lord. You showed me that one day when I was stressing and frustrated and angry, and you said, talk to me, tell me how you feel.
Okay.
And I felt so much better, Lord.
Amen.
So much better, because I knew you were listening. I knew that you could do something about it.
Okay.
And I was able to release what I felt to you.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing right here at the altar, Lord. We're releasing everything that stresses us, Lord. Everything that bothers us. Everything that we're concerned about. Even the awesome things, Lord, we lay right before your feet, because we know that you got it all covered. And we thank you for what you did for us on Calvary, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for rising from the grave.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we thank you for going forward before that to be the good news. And even after that, to inspire us to draw folks close to you. Help us to be about our jobs, Lord, as followers of Christ, so that folks can see the light of the world in us.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And be so curious to find out what is it about them, and help them to find you. We say thank you, Lord, as we move forward in this praise experience, this worshiping, Lord, of you, because you deserve it all.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm on Sam. This is a good Sam. What do you think about the Lord?
Yes.
What do you think about the Lord? Because it's what is in your heart that controls what you think. What's in your mind? What do you think about when you think about the Lord? Do you think about how he saved you? How he raised you? Do you think about how he's filled you with his very spirit?
Yes.
Do you think about these things? Or do we just kind of like show up? We're not just supposed to feel. We need to think and meditate so that we can truly pray.
When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you Jesus, Lord. Of all the glory and all the honor.
I'm good.
All right,
peace. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise.
Amen.
Amen. Right? And the door's open and go back, right? That's easy. When you think about the Lord, what do you think of? Do you think of him being worthy and honorable and glorious and all of those things? Or do you put your own characteristics on the Lord?
Wow.
Ooh. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
I ain't gonna agree with that.
This is my microphone for like 30 minutes.
Okay.
Suck it up, buttercup. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you for being simply amazing.
Amen.
Thank you for giving us your son, who showed us a great example of what we are supposed to be doing in our daily walks, Lord. Thank you for the people that came before Christ to set the tone, if you will, for the people that Christ needed in his lineage so that we can have salvation through you. Thank you again for the grace that you give. Allow every word to be of you and not of mine, and move me completely out of the way so that everything comes directly from the fountain of life through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if you got a paper and you're a grown-up, those are coloring sheets for my people in the back. But I wasn't really rigor to my assistant. So my super assistant is going to get those and make sure the kids get those so they're not bored. I got your back next time, Bobo. I got your back.
Well, you repossessing.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't tell my baby assistant that that was for children. All right. Today, I have been tasked with confronting a very big topic to us, but a very principal topic to God. What they doing, getting crammed? Oh, they was not sitting down to listen, I thought. That's why I gave them coloring sheets. Listen, they big. They all school age. They all big, should be able to sit down and listen for 30 minutes.
That's true.
They all school age. All right. One of the reasons I said that is because they need to hear this too. This message is about wisdom.
Amen.
And one of the things that I've noticed as I've been a teacher for 2 years and an educator for almost 8 is that our children are very foolish. Children are foolish innately, but our children are making very, very, very interesting decisions that lead to destructive behavior later.
Amen.
If not destructive behavior immediately.
Right.
It's crayons right there in that bag. And so one of the things that I want you all to notice on your paper, kids, is that it defines wisdom for you. Who wants to read that for me, your paper, really quick? Isaiah, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, read it for me, nice and loud. Stand up, babe.
Wisdom.
You got to stand up, babe. Yeah. Read nice and slow and loud.
Wisdom only comes through knowing what is going and through understanding how things work and what is right to do. That means we have to study both God's words and his deeds, and we look to God for wisdom and the
full
fulfill our needs.
Thank you. Okay. So, amen, right? So we look to God for wisdom, right?
Okay. Yes.
Or do we?
Yes.
Wow.
Or do we, right? We supposed to.
Right.
Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we use our own wisdom. And so I was digging a little bit. And so my verse is Luke 2:52. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and with man. Okay? After Luke 2:52, you have to go back to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26. Samuel grew in stature and in favor with God and man. Samuel, 1 Samuel 2, 26. Okay? I read both of them like 3 times, and I said, why didn't Samuel say wisdom? Jesus' example had to say wisdom in order to point him to God's omniscience, his all-knowing.
Okay.
Samuel's was implied. He learned it. He was raised up under Eli. You would think with him being a leader, he was wise. Right? Samuel anointed David. David's son was Solomon, the man who was known to be the wisest man on earth, because he asked God for wisdom. And so I was like, ooh, if it wasn't for the examples in the Old Testament, kids, I want y'all to hear me. The examples in the Old Testament set the standard for Jesus himself.
Okay?
Okay. Another thing that stuck out to me was stature and favor, of course, and you know I'm a teacher, so I found out what those words mean. Right? I'm going to come back to wisdom's definition. Stature is the way that you grow physically. Your physical growth, what that is. Your hair, your height, your weight, all of those things, your physique. Favor is what people think about you. The kindness that you get from everybody else.
Okay.
Where does God fit in?
Ooh.
Because neither one of those things is what God commanded us to have. And so when you think about it and you think about what you need from the Lord to pour into you, to add to your stature and to your favor, you need wisdom.
Okay.
Right?
Amen.
Well, we see our seasoned people, right, with all of these lovely, beautiful, non-pigmented hairs on their face, right? Their gray hairs. We call those what? Wisdom. Wisdom. The other day, I was fortunate to find some in my own head. Yep, I got about 5, I was told. And immediately you say, I'm wise. That's why I got gray hairs. To who are you wise?
Whoa.
Because you could be wise in your own self, but we call them what? Fools. We call them real foolish when they don't follow God's commandment.
Okay.
So if it said Jesus grew in stature and favor, he would have given himself vulnerability to be a fool.
Ooh.
And his deity says, no way.
No.
I'm not a fool. I'm wisdom. And Proverbs, Psalms and Proverbs, one of them, because there's a lot going on in my head, y'all. Wisdom was at the beginning when the earth was formed. Okay. Which means if God needs wisdom to do things, what do you need to do then?
Amen.
That one, no way. That one, no way. Right?
That's a sign.
Oh, you know it. You know that. And so then I begin to dig deep into Samuel and Jesus' story. But before I get there, I want to give the definition of wisdom. Wisdom is the pursuit of a lifestyle of proper ethical conduct.
Again.
The pursuit of a lifestyle for proper ethical conduct. It is also the practical application. Mm-hmm. Practical application. Think about it. When you're faced with a decision and you're making a choice, do you use wisdom or do you use foolishness to make that decision? Mm. You think in your mind, you're using wisdom.
Right.
Right?
Right.
If you don't have the wisdom from God, what are you really using? And then we wonder why we in spaces. And we looking crazy. Because I love him. I love him. We going to work it out. We going to work it out. And I, listen, that was me. And I was in that space. You get in a space, me, personally, control. You want to change other people to be how you see them fit. You're not God. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Your wisdom didn't form the earth, the heavens, and everything else that came into being.
I'm listening to you.
So who are you to not consult with God before you make decisions?
Ooh,
I tell kids that all the time. Make good choices. I tell them all the time. Mm-hmm. However, they can't make good choices if we're not setting good examples of what wisdom we have learned. And we try to figure out why kids don't listen. Let me tell y'all something. Regardless of what my parents did in that house, me, Naomi, and Terrence scared to bust a grape. Not because Not because of the fact that we was going to get in trouble or whatever, but we knew what was being poured into us regardless.
Yeah.
So even though I'm not making the wise decision, you got to learn something different. And that's how the world is. Sometimes we really get caught up in the big print that we miss the fine little print at the bottom. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor. The world gonna tell you to grow in stature and in favor. The kids. They gonna tell you to grow in stature and favor because you can create your own wisdom. Wisdom has four different types. There's four different types of wisdom. You have intellectual wisdom, that's you. You have earthly wisdom, that's science. You have demonic wisdom. We know where that is. We know what's up with that. And you have heavenly wisdom. And so the earth was formed off heavenly wisdom. The earth wasn't formed off of intellect or emotions or anything like that. And so one, as I was studying, I said, so Lord, in order for us to be wise, we have to have, he said, patience.
Yes.
He took me back to Proverbs. Wisdom has seven pillars. There's seven pillars to wisdom. I'm going to give them to you. Respect and reverence. Okay. Humility. Faithfulness. Patience. Integrity. Self-control. And then the last one is always coupled with wisdom. Knowledge and understanding. If you don't couple knowledge and understanding with wisdom, you have your own intellect. You have created your own wisdom. Because wisdom came with God. You didn't create wisdom. Wisdom came with God. She's also, in Proverbs, she's also talked about as a woman. And so I use that figurative language to see that wisdom's supposed to be nurturing. Sometimes nurturing don't feel good. Discipline is okay, y'all. Discipline is okay. But I bet you won't make that same mistake twice because you wise now about that situation.
Yeah.
And so that's what life does. Life puts you in situations where you have to learn to be wise, or you have to use the wisdom that God gave you. If you don't know what you're doing, ask questions.
That's right, true. I do it all the time.
If you don't know what you're doing, ask questions, regardless of how old you are.
Yes.
I'm 33, still asking questions.
Amen.
You can ask questions. Don't let them tell you can't ask questions. Who are they? Ask somebody else. And sometimes you get those answers from people that you would never think that you would get that from.
Right.
Another thing about my parents, they answered questions, y'all.
Okay.
Hard questions. You talking about family, you talking about me, intellect. I'm trying to figure out why this person did this, why this person doing that. And they answering it for me. But that led to a space where I grew not only in stature and favor, but in wisdom, or I wouldn't be able to be right here.
Good answer.
You don't know what you're doing when you take God's word, live it out, and pour it into somebody else.
Wow.
That's what adults are. That's why I tell kids to build godly communities. What happens when I feel some type of way and I can't call my dad? I need to be able to call Lisa, Ariel, my pastor, God-dating person. I need to be able to call them. I assume that they're wise. It's your responsibility, though, to become wise. And that's not only in life application. That's in reading the Bible, meditating.
Amen.
Because if wisdom comes from God, this is where God comes from for us.
Word.
Wisdom is an idea of practical application of the humility that you show to God's word. It's the humility that we show to God's word. It's everything always points back to submission. Right? Everything always points back to doing what you're supposed to be doing. That gets hard, though.
Yes.
Sometimes you need an extra.
Yes.
It's kids come in very different variations. And it's a term Carmen knows it, differentiation. You got to reach everybody. One kid might only color with red crayons. That's their problem. Real crazy. We'll deal with that later. But right now, for the activity, here go all the red crayons and the markers and the color pencils. For real. Some kids need all the colors. I need the whole rainbow to make my whole picture complete. And I love them kids, but you know. And everybody's different. Which means wisdom is going to look different and wisdom is going to be received different.
Okay.
That's why you got to be careful what wisdom you're spreading.
Ooh.
Because you could tell somebody something that you thought And if it didn't come from Bible, if Naomi go check it out, y'all, guess what? Naomi blowing my phone up, mad. That wasn't right. Okay, wait, talk about. Wait a minute. I didn't say that. And then it puts pastors in positions. Because now we are spreading what? Demonic wisdom, if you will. False wisdom. False wisdom. And kids eating that. They eat that more than they eat real wisdom. Know that?
Wow.
Because false wisdom is easy and it's fun.
Wow.
Real wisdom say read your Bible every day. False wisdom say just that one verse. You can just live off of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The one verse you can live off Jesus' sweat for the rest of your life. Cause ain't that what everybody say? What verse they know? Jesus wept. You gonna live off that one verse? You don't even know why Jesus died. And you talking about? Yeah. So, when it comes to wisdom, wisdom's very quiet, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, Naomi told me, she said, girl, I've been noticing you've been silent lately. I'm like, ooh, hey. I used to think silent was a bad thing, but silent's a good thing now. Because I got peace of mind. People not pulling me in all these different directions. Wisdom say sit still. Somebody else will do it. When you all over the place, wisdom say, hey, take a break, take a nap. Go sit by the water or something. Let me pour into you a little bit.
Okay.
Because wisdom also know when you need that. See, we get caught up in our intellect and we say, we need this. I need lavender, melatonin, this. No, you need to read Psalms 23 and be reminded who your shepherd is.
Come on.
I'm a person that struggles with mental health. So ashwagandha, lavender, all that stuff, really, really, it wasn't until I was literally letting the Lord serenade me. Turn on the audio Bible and just listen to his affirmations. There's a bunch of them in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it. Think about how much God says about, I know the plans I have for you. Wisdom was there.
Yes.
When you was formed in your mother's womb, wisdom was there saying, put her head this shape. You make her light skin. They need one dark skin. They're right there. One dark skin, give it to her. That's wisdom.
Come on,
Seth. Wisdom literally put it together. When you think about when you make plans, when you're budgeting, what do you use?
Calculator.
He doesn't budget. We're gonna let them. You use the calculator. Use wisdom, right? If you know you spend too much money on fast food, either you adjust your budget to spend more money. Be that wise, so you don't overspend, or you adjust your budget so you're not spending a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Using wisdom.
Amen.
Okay. Wisdom like a whooping.
Real talk.
Yeah. Wisdom is a whooping.
Yes, it is.
It's a good one or a bad one. It could be that good conversation where your mom be like, all right, don't do that again. Or it could be like, hey, come on, meet me outside. Meet me outside. And so sometimes we don't think that we deserve the way that wisdom's coming at us. That's accountability.
Right.
Sometimes we be like, oh wait, everybody falls short. Yeah, girl, you done fell short 12 times today. What's going on? You already short enough. How short you gonna be? We growing in wit and stature and favor, girl. You gotta get bigger than that. Your faith gotta get bigger than that.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we get in situations where things are just turmoil and it's this and it's that and it's all type of trials and situations, we use our own wisdom. We do not use God's wisdom. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
We don't. We don't. We literally be like, okay, what the doctor said, do this, and this. And you ain't read your Bible in like 2 months. That's confusing. Because another thing I've learned is that a lot of our physical ailments come from our mental capacity.
Come on.
I read a book, and now that I'm done with it, I tell everybody because I was like crying through the whole thing while I was reading it because it would beat me up real bad. Empty Out the Negative by Joel Osteen. I am very amazed at how God used Joel Osteen to break down how to really empty out every pocket of negative that we have. And it wasn't in a way where it was intellectual wisdom. It was full of scripture. It was full of scripture. And while I was reading it, that was before I turned, right before I turned 33. And while I was reading it, the Lord was like, you are in a place of turmoil. You are in a place where your intellectual wisdom is what is in front of you. Not that you don't give reverence to me, but I want your whole mind, heart, and soul. Not just some of it. Not just the part that you want to give me that you're comfortable with.
Yes.
And so when you think about Jesus, he did not come with his own intellectual wisdom. Everything he said was what? This is my daddy. My daddy's business. What he said, I don't know. I don't know when I'm coming back. He know. Right?
Yeah.
At any point, because he was human, he could have decided to not depend on that wisdom. Every time Jesus was empty, we saw him going along to do what? Get more wisdom.
Get more wisdom.
And so what are we filling our children up with? That's my charge as we go into the next school year. I'm watching children make the, I'm watching kids bring vape pens to school and teachers don't know what a vape pen is.
Yes.
And listen, little old me, first year teacher, I'm like, hey, put that up. Matter of fact, give it here. Garbage. He need a write up. He need a write up. And I'm going through all of these things. And it's like, why haven't we gotten to the space where we're wise enough to know what's going on before it comes in here?
Amen.
We don't need a metal detector for that.
Amen.
What do you mean? And so we've also gotten to a place where you're like, don't say none of them about that. Why? Why?
I love
that. Who's gonna say something to them?
Right.
Then when she come back with 12 babies, now you mad.
Ooh.
Because I didn't say something to her the second baby. Because I don't like how you talk to her. I don't like how you say stuff. I don't like all of that. We didn't work on that. I'm trying to tell this girl to close her legs real quick. Or homie, pull your pants up. Do you know what it really means? That's the part. You're inviting demons in. We're not giving kids what they need. And now they're inviting demons in. They love them.
Amen.
They love them. And they shouldn't. They should love God first.
Amen.
But why don't they? Another thing, the church hurt thing. Y'all, we gotta really be accountable and be wise when we say things to people. Jesus didn't condemn anybody. And if we're supposed to follow that example, we shouldn't be condemning nobody. You wanna condemn somebody, write it down and burn it. For real. Write it down and burn it. Me and Naomi got, oh my gosh, me and this girl. And, because he can go for days, that girl. And listen, yesterday I told her, I said, you my Aaron. And I'm okay with that now.
Yeah, I'm on my old.
Okay, I got you. And so, one of the things with her is that she is very, 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 very results oriented when it comes to accountability. You're going to do what you said, you're going to do what you said now. Remember you said that to me? Remember you said this? Remember you said that? And as I was growing, the Lord was really, I was like, I really want to check her off my list, Jesus. I really just want to call her and talk to the kids. And he said, no, you need that wisdom. That's discipline. You didn't go to the military. She did. No, I didn't. So it was this right here. Because I don't like being talked to, micromanaged, yelled at, none of that. And here she is right here telling me what type of person I need to be. But listen, if it wasn't for her telling me specific things about my characteristics, I would be stuck in intellectual wisdom.
Amen.
For real. I'd be stuck. Not all the way. You don't get all that credit, but you know. But it's a, and so the Jesus came down to give us a perfect example of how to be wise. We tell kids how to be wise so they don't get in trouble. We teach kids to literally to be wise to not get in trouble. We don't teach kids to be wise to reverence God and to get to heaven.
Whoa.
And then when they how 19 Cam, I'm in the world. I hear some stuff. That's how. I hear some other stuff. That's not. I don't know what to listen to because I don't know what the truth is. The truth sets you free.
Amen.
Yes. Indeed.
However, we need to also help others be free. Mm-hmm. When Alex go to school, Alex should be free.
Yes.
to live a life that's not full of intellectual wisdom.
Yes.
She shall live a life that's full of heavenly wisdom. You gotta wait a second. She feel things. I'm like, she real. So if I'm hype, she hype, we hype.
Okay.
She real feeling. And so one of the things when I heard when Alex told me she was graduating from high school, I said, what? I'm that old? Man. I'm not, she ain't old, not me. But one of the things, Alex will tell you, one of the things that when I bring her here, I tell her is that make good choices. Use that wisdom that you're giving. Read your Bible.
Amen.
If you don't read nothing else, read Proverbs the whole time you're in college, okay? For real. Some stuff get too thick. Some stuff be too much. And you Proverbs straight shot. Straight shot. The man who was mostly credited for writing Proverbs is Solomon, the man who was smart enough to ask God for wisdom.
Amen.
Yeah. God said, what do you want? Mm-hmm. You can have this. Lord, just come on right here, wisdom. Wisdom? Oh, you can have that answer.
See.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything can be added to you. You gotta go seek wisdom. That girl waiting.
Yes.
Yes. She waiting. And it feels so much better to make good choices. It feels so good to be able to have, oh wait, okay. Me and Harley mommy got it too. Oh wait, don't be enticed. All right, here I go, don't be enticed. All right. You need that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What time is it? Okay. Wisdom proves that God is omniscient, all knowing. I knew the before, I know. That's why Jesus said yesterday, today, and forever. Because I know. I was there then, I was here now, I'm there then, I'm everywhere you want to be, discover. I'm everywhere. And so one of the things that I also want to encourage children is that if wisdom is everywhere, I encourage children to talk to strangers when they're older, Cam. I do. When I got sent to Eastern Michigan University, I was dropped off. Not that they didn't do their job, it was my job now.
Yeah.
To be wise and to make good choices. Right, John? It was my job. It's your job to get it. John, I used to come home and I'd be crying, especially by Alex. John be like, it's your job to get that grade and to get them teachers and to get them and ask them questions. It's your job. And thank God I was in a family that was full of that wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people in our family with some degrees. And not to boast about it, but that's the things that they would tell us, the children that were in that domain, is that go get wisdom. Ask somebody. I remember John told me he had a big balance, didn't know how he was going to pay it, and all he had to do was go ask the question at the financial aid office. So I was like, all right, when something goes wrong, I'm going to the financial aid office. You can't be afraid to ask for wisdom. And you can't be afraid to give it. And you can't be too prideful to give it either.
That's right.
Because I didn't watch people make mistakes. That's stupid. It is. It is. As old as you is. You going to let that boy do that. Why? It was your job to tell him to stop. I ain't his mom or his daddy. What? Jesus, okay, so Jesus just died for his mom and daddy, huh? Think about it like that. If we gonna really be Christ's examples and spread this wisdom that was poured into him, we really have to be about it.
Amen.
Them kids need it. They listen to me. That's great. When they come up and ask you a question about the Bible, why not answer it? And if you don't know, let them know you don't know. Find it together.
Yeah. Okay. Like that.
For real. Sometimes we don't know how to reach these young people. Meet them where they are.
Yes.
Meet them where they are. If they ask you, one little boy asked me, I mean, just the craziest question. I was like, I'm going to ask my goddaddy Pastor Person. And if he don't know, I don't know what to tell you, Jacob. Then I had to create a word wall in my classroom because everybody was asking me these crazy questions. Put on a sticky note and when Pastor Wells come in, tell him to take one. Some, and the other thing too, y'all,
is that if you have people like me who are zealous and young and ready to push these children out and create them, you got to be ready to receive them and cultivate that wisdom for them. They can't cultivate by themselves. That's intelligent wisdom. Cultivating it by yourself, that's you doing it. That's your wisdom. That's not what we're looking for. That's not the standard. The standard is God. Wisdom, God, wisdom, together. It was wisdom formed the earth. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. As I close, I want to give the pillars again, but I want to add something to the pillars, and I want to give the verses for them, because they're all in Proverbs. And it, listen, y'all, this one was deep. I'm like, Lord, you got me all over this Bible everywhere all the time. One of the things before I give you the pillars is that I want you to know is that even some people are poured into more than others. Mm-hmm. Some people are poured into more than others. Everybody has, remember, a different piece of pottery that requires different pieces of wisdom. Right. It does that. That's what life does. If we all have the same wisdom, that would be intellectual wisdom. That wouldn't be God showing himself in differentiation, his omniscience and all of that. That wouldn't be, it would be that. So we have to understand that the wisdom that Arielle has gained through her life experience is not the same wisdom that I have. It's not the same wisdom that Naomi has. It's not going to be Hunter's wisdom. But some of them have to be the same. The pillars are basic. How they grow, all the houses don't look the same outside. If they did, this would be weird.
Amen.
Houses are built on different things. But they all are built on a foundation. All are built on a foundation. Wisdom is built on God's foundation.
Okay.
Wisdom, the heavenly wisdom that we desire is founded in God, period. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Wisdom is not tangible. So wisdom cannot, it's not like a cup, it's not like this. It is a concept to understand. So it is going to be a lifestyle. It is going to challenge your being. It is going to challenge you who you are. That's why he says deny yourself. Mm-hmm. It's going to challenge you. Let it. Let wisdom challenge you. Listen, wisdom got me together. And I'm rolling with her, and we here, and we rolling. But one of the things that gets the hardest is staying patient and walking with her. Mm-hmm. We want to go ahead. I got three dogs, three pit bulls. I love them to infinity, okay? Mm-hmm. I love them. You got to wait. One of them, the oldest one, we've been together a long time. She knows that when we walk on a leash, I'm going to pull her back when we walk, because I want her to walk with me. So I only have to do it twice. Right? I have a middle dog. He has not learned his lesson yet. He's 3 years old. I don't know what his problem is. Right? I have no idea. So I have to always drag him back with me. Literally. Drag him back. Now I have harnesses, Sheila. So it don't look like I'm fighting him outside.
But the last one.
The last one. My bear bear. I don't have to tug at him. He walks right here. Every single time. Sometimes you have to learn from somebody else's example.
Ooh,
most of the time, that's why we're here with each other.
Yes.
Most of the time, that's why we're here. Because, Lolo, when you get over it and you have your victory, you want to share it with somebody else. You want to share it with somebody that's going to use it.
Amen.
You want to share it with somebody that's going to use it. Mm-hmm. And so we have to build these kids to be able to receive wisdom. Because they don't know when they're going to use it. I had a little, last year I had a little boy, he went his whole life till he was 60. I was like, what? He was 10. We in fifth grade. I'm confused. It wasn't even an assignment, Maggie. We ain't talking about retirement or nothing. He said, I'm going to do all this, 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 and this by 60. I was like, wow, 60? What about sixth grade, dude? And that's our intellect.
Right.
We all the way over here, and baby, he couldn't even pass my multiplication test. But he had 60. I said, all right. Now, wisdom also brings us back. Come on back, huh? Come on back. Right here. We got to stay this close with God.
Oh,
Amen.
Don't go far enough to where God got to like yank you all the way back. And it's bad for preachers. And I feel sad for kids that's gonna be preachers. Cause he'll let you go, he'll be like, hey, what is that? What was that?
That's what I always do.
Okay, keep going. Oh.
I got somebody.
Okay.
Somebody almost.
Okay, and so I love the Lord because he shows up in everything now. So pay attention. Because if his wisdom formed the heavens and earth, wisdom still resides here.
Yes.
When God asks you to be alone, because he wants to pour into you wisdom, when people like to be in nature, that's wisdom. You watching ecosystems and you're watching just things happen in nature naturally. That's wisdom. And then, watch the squirrels, right? And then later on when the kid asks you a question, I know that. Why? Wisdom. I learned that. But it's not just that one choice. It's a lifestyle. You watch people that's supposed to be wise, then them up. They real not wise, aka fools. I love it. And we watch people that are fools be prosperous. Mm-hmm. And we know they fools.
See.
Right.
Right? Are we praying for those fools?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hope so. I be trying. I'm working on it. For real. Once wisdom comes into the picture, you have to rely on wisdom.
Okay.
It's like having me and Ariel be hanging out. And so she cooks amazingly. Okay. Ooh. I mean, food is amazing. Alright? Once you get a little bit, you want more. That's how wisdom is. Once you get a little bit, I'm coming back to tacos. But once you get a taste, you want more. Taste and see that the Lord is good. When you get ready to make a major decision, wait. Consult God first. Use wisdom. Whatever is in the Bible is wisdom. It was breathed and inspired and breathed into the man to be published. So it's wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. My builders, I got you. Because I'm a timely person. Respect and reverence for the Most High, specifically his omniscience. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Humility to yield and obey. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 17. Faithfulness in God's sovereign plan through all tests and trials. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
Oh, yeah.
All that ways.
Yeah.
Patience to long suffer if need be. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. Integrity to meditate on scripture. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. Self-control to live peaceably and be content. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. And then, knowledge and understanding that the Lord is omniscient in him only. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Amen.
All
right. I'm going to read the scripture really quick, and then give you guys a blessing, and you go off. James chapter 3. Verse 13-18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For when envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Amen.
Amen.
As I close, I want to encourage, especially our young people, to begin to seek wisdom in the Lord. And for my adults, continue seeking wisdom in the Lord. Continue seeking more wisdom in the Lord. Every single decision that you make, we need to consult with God.
Damn.
When Christ died on the cross, the veil was ripped in two. It gave us freedom to ask for wisdom whenever we wanted to. Before, in the Old Testament, wisdom was only given to people that were anointed by God.
Yes.
So think about that when you think about salvation and what we really got.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes you're like, hey, I got my ticket. And we don't realize our ticket real gold.
Yes, it is.
Like 21st Eric, we don't realize our ticket is gold. We don't realize our ticket gave us the access to be right here with God. When before there was a whole partition.
Come on.
We don't realize that. And so if you aren't a believer, I encourage you to seek wisdom and become one. So that you don't have that partition. Because you're not given the access to God without acceptance of Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for allowing such a word to be able to just flow. Thank you for all of the wisdom that you poured into us today, Lord, and allow us to be able to use Jesus' example as a practical example for us. Thank you again for everyone that's represented here, and bless everyone here with immediate favor, Lord. Thank you for the love that you show on a daily basis, and thank you for everything that you find essential for our individual walks. Continue to differentiate your word, Lord, so that it touches every heart and mind, Lord, and allow our children to be receptive of your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that powerful word we just heard. And to be in accordance with what we do at Running for Christ Ministries, when we have a pastor doesn't speak, we have a guest preacher, we have to take up a love offering. So at this time, that's what we'll do.
What are we supposed to do?
Declare his name, y'all.
How best to declare his name?
By living the life.
Yes. You did out there, right? They thought we should have missed this, I guess. That's all right. Do the great things, Jose. They will lead us as we go.
Understand that they're only yours to make a difference in our lives.
Yes.
Praise you and thank you. In in Jesus' name. All God's people say,
amen. Amen.
Take care.
Bye.
Do you try to